From PRI, it's America Abroad. I'm Madeline Brand. Tornio is a small town in northern Finland, just inside the Arctic Circle. It's right on the border with Sweden. In the summer, the sun sets after midnight. The population is tiny, just about 20,000 people. It's a quiet place with lots of pine trees. But in the summer of 2015, word spread that Finland was a good place for refugees from Iraq. So hundreds of Iraqis started arriving in Tornio every day. They crossed the border from Sweden by bus, by car, by foot. Now, though, Tornio's hospitality is wearing thin. Molly Schwartz reports.
Haitham Dagher grew up in Iraq, surrounded by sectarian fighting. He thought the Iraqi government was only making the violence worse. Haitham knew it was time to leave. He sold his car and used the money to get out of Baghdad. He made his way by boat, bus, car, and train through Turkey, Macedonia, Serbia, Austria, Germany, and Sweden. He kept going north.
And then I think Finland is a good country.
In September of 2015, he finally crossed the border into Finland, to Tornio.
I have just 20 euro in my bucket. I can't go anywhere anymore. I have to stay like in Finland, in Tornio.
So Haitham got started trying to make a life for himself in Tornio. But there were challenges. Some people weren't happy that so many refugees were arriving. The small town of Tornio turned into a hotbed of political tension. Anti-immigrant groups started staging demonstrations on the border, where the refugees arrived. People called on the government to close the border. They waved Finnish flags and chanted, "Finland is for Finns." After the refugee crisis, anti-immigrant activities in Finland got more organized and more violent. White nationalist groups started popping up. According to police reports, racially motivated hate crimes spiked by 30% after the refugee crisis. Some of the violence was caused by a group called the Soldiers of Odin. The group was founded in a town next to Tornio in October 2015, just a month after Haitham arrived. The Soldiers of Odin founder is a self-proclaimed neo-Nazi, and its members wear matching black jackets with a skull and a Viking helmet on the back. They've threatened Haitham and his friends.
If they see someone alone or like this refugee, they will hit too much, or they hit with knife or like that.
These incidents were discouraging. So was the police's lack of action to protect the refugees, says Haitham. Still, Finland felt a lot safer to him than Iraq. But to stay in Finland, Haitham needed to prove that he had valid reasons to seek asylum. Then he could get a residence permit. And a residence permit is what he needed to get permanent housing, enroll in school, and get a job, which is what Haitham wanted to do. But Haitham was only one of many asylum seekers.
In 2015, we received a total of 32,000 applicants, so we got 10 times more asylum seekers than we normally did.
This is Jana Vuorio, the Director General of the Finnish Immigration Service. She explains that the Immigration Service wasn't prepared for the massive influx of refugees that summer.
We had only 3,500 places in reception centers in Finland in June 2015, but by the end of that year, we needed places for 35,000 applicants.
Haitham's application was one in 20,000 submitted by Iraqis. It was caught up in a massive backlog. For a long time, he didn't get a response. But then, after a little over a year, it came. Asylum not granted.
What I can do, like, I can't live here and I can't leave Iraq. Where I go?
Haitham's story is far from unique. He came to Finland because he heard it was a good country for Iraqis. There's been an Iraqi diaspora in Finland since the 1990s. But when Haitham was applying, Finland was rejecting Iraqi asylum applications at a percentage rate that was twice as high as the EU average.
Recognition rate is around 40% and rejection is around 60%.
The Finnish Immigration Service grants permits based on international agreements and on the Finnish immigration law. And Finnish immigration laws became stricter after the refugee crisis.
We used to have a national protection category. It was called humanitarian protection category, so that was abolished from our law. Also, previously, if an asylum seeker didn't want to return voluntarily, but the police was unable to return him in a short period of time, so also a temporary residence permit could be granted. So those were removed from our law. So it means that more applicants were refused, and that also has, of course, caused frustration.
As more refugees came in, there was more political pressure to tighten the immigration laws. The same tensions that were making people march on the border in Tornio were playing out in Finnish politics. In 2015, a nationalist populist political party, called the Finns Party, gained 17.7% of the vote. That was enough to become part of the majority coalition in the Finnish parliament.
My name is Mika Raatikainen, member of parliament, and I represent the Finns Party. I have been member of the parliament in Finland now for 4 years.
The Finns Party campaigned on a platform of limiting immigration.
We welcome immigration as long as it's beneficial for Finland and the people who are coming here. They really want to go by the Finnish rules and they are willing to work or study. We don't really want to have any like free passengers who just come here and enjoy our pretty good social services.
Raatikainen doesn't believe that all the recent immigrants deserve legitimate refugee status.
We have a lot of asylum seekers who are really not entitled to get a place in Finland because they are not so-called real asylum seekers. They have some other agendas why they are here, and that's why quite a few of them are returned back to their home country.
When the Finns Party became part of the majority coalition, they were able to get pieces of their agenda into the government's strategic program. This included tightening the flow of immigrants into Finland.
We have made it a little bit stricter.
So now fewer refugees are arriving. But what happens to the refugees who are already there?
Some of them have returned back to Iraq because the war is more or less over there.
The Finnish government has declared Iraq safe enough for refugees to return. They're paying to fly refugees back to Baghdad. About 5,000 Iraqis who came to Finland during the crisis have now returned to Iraq. While many have left voluntarily after getting rejected, others are being deported.
There's about 500 now waiting deportation, according to the police.
So that leaves over 10,000 Iraqi refugees who are like Haitham, still in Finland but without status and without a permit. It's a weird state of limbo. Haitham is living now in Oulu with his girlfriend, a Finnish woman named Satu.
We wait too much. It makes stress for us and it's coming a little bit bad.
Haitham has applied a second time for asylum, but he isn't optimistic. Everyone he knows who applied for asylum a second time has received a second negative response. But this time, there's something different about Haitham's application. He's converted from Islam to Christianity. Changing his religion might help Haitham get a residence permit. When he was a Shia Muslim, he was part of the religious majority in Iraq. But as a Christian, he would be in the religious minority. And that would make him at risk of religious persecution if he were to return to Iraq. This could help him qualify for asylum. So despite the rise in hate crimes, Haitham sees a future for himself here in Finland. And he hopes that Finland will soon feel the same way about him. For America Abroad, I'm Molly Schwartz.